Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
They get the playoff, back to throw. Here's a toss near left sideline for Metcalf. Got it at the 15, 10-5, touchdown Seattle. What a rainbow throw by Geno Smith. Metcalf had a step on the defender, caught it in stride, and now the Seahawks with the extra point can take the lead. That's a 50-yard touchdown pass.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
That call coming courtesy of Westwood One. Geno Smith and company would like more touchdown passes this year to DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett and first-round pick Jackson Smith and Jigba as well. Well, Seattle go over its win total of 8.5. We're trying to figure that out right now with our exercise called 8 Buckets. We'll give you all our bets for tonight and for the weekend coming up next hour, final hour, the power hour here on You Better You Bet. But for now, we continue on with 8 Buckets, doing a schedule analysis of the Seattle Seahawks. We left off on November 19th with the Seahawks visiting the LA Rams and determined that the Seahawks would be a likely winner of that game, at least a 3-point road favorite at Los Angeles, Ken, which takes us to November 23rd. I believe this is Thanksgiving night, where the Seahawks will host the San Francisco 49ers. And this will be, they will play the Niners twice in 3 weeks now. So Seahawks hosting San Francisco. Is this a toss-up or is this a likely loss for Seattle? It's a likely loss, right?
I think this is a likely loss. They played on the Thursday game, one of the early Brock Purdy games in Seattle. And that I think that market was also in this territory of 3 to 6.5. I think it was like Niners by, 3.5.
I will tell you exactly what it was. I don't know if you did. I think we both did. I think we both took 3.5 with Seattle. It closed 3. And San Francisco, like, it was an unlucky game for Seattle, and San Francisco ended up beating them handily. But, like, turnovers, right, et cetera. Like, actually, the game is closer than the final score would indicate.
I don't think enough has changed with either team to deviate from, like, that kind of a number. Maybe it's just 3 again. Maybe you could argue it's a toss-up now. But, like, that was also, we didn't know anything about Brock Purdy, and it was still 3. And now we know that he's, like, might actually be pretty good and maybe going to be more than that. So I'm good with a likely loss in that game.
Okay. November 30th. This is a Sunday night game now. Or, no, another Thursday game. The Seahawks will visit the Dallas Cowboys. Seattle at Dallas, and we'll call this a likely loss for Seattle.
Yeah, I think this is a really easy bucket. Likely loss.
December 10th, the Seahawks will visit the San Francisco 49ers. This number's not 7, right? This is just likely loss?
Could be 7. Yeah, it could be 7, I think. It's probably more likely to be like 6, 6.5. But for this, we'll do likely loss, I guess, pretty confidently. There's a way that number is 7, but for now, likely loss.
And like juice 6.5 for San Francisco, maybe?
Yeah, maybe or something. The total in the game will probably be pretty low, and so like I don't think it'll be 7. I don't know. I guess 6, 6.5, I think is fine.
Well, like, to be fair, like, San Francisco was a bigger favorite than that in the wild card game, obviously, this past January.
Yeah, playoff home field usually gets baked in a little bit more. And like, we can't use the, like, the week two Lance gets hurt number is irrelevant because like, we didn't know anything about the teams at that point. And that was like, what, 9.5 or something?
Exactly right.
Yeah, let's say likely loss. I'm okay with that.
Okay. Four more games. December 17th, the Seahawks will host the reigning defending NFC champion Philadelphia Eagles. This is likely loss, right? Eagles minus 3 at worst.
This is like one of the easiest games to put in a bucket of all time. Yeah.
Okay, Christmas Eve, the Seahawks will visit the Tennessee Titans. This will be a toss-up.
Yeah. Are we sure? Yes, we're sure. It's a toss-up.
Well, we're sure for now with Tannehill projected to start. If it's all
we're sure right now. Doing the exercise on June 2nd, we're very sure.
New Year's Eve, the Seahawks in a Super Bowl 40 rematch where they've been waiting a long time for revenge on the Pittsburgh Steelers, on Alex's Pittsburgh Steelers. Seattle hosts Pittsburgh. Do I have that right? Yeah, Seattle hosts Pittsburgh. I feel like
toss up or likely win.
I was going to say, I feel like the right numbers. I would want to bet Pittsburgh, but I still feel like three is the number we should use here. I think this is likely win.
Yeah, likely win with the idea they're favored by a field goal. I'm okay with that. 2.5 is an argument you can make in this game as well, but I think I'm okay with 3.
And then week 18, the Seahawks will travel to Arizona to take on the Cardinals, the assumption being that Kyler Murray is back. I think we can kind of be conservative here and Seattle minus 3 maybe.
Yeah, like, I think this is a likely win even if Kyler's playing. Yeah, I think this is 3. If it's like Kyler's playing, I still think it's 3.
Okay, so where are we at here? We are done with the Seahawks schedule.
Oh yeah, that's 17. How about that? All right, so the Seahawks schedule analysis. The good thing for Seattle, and sometimes for teams with like 8.5 win totals, this isn't true necessarily, like depending on who the team is. They will play no games that are projected blowout losses, 0. And they will play one game that is a projected blowout win. And all the rest fall in this like sub-7 category, which is true for most teams. But sometimes when you get to 8.5 or less, that's when it's like you really kind of want like 0 blowout losses. Like you don't want to have a setup, you know, because then it's kind of like, well, what is like, is your rating actually that low? And then like, how do we justify this win total? It'll be interesting when we do a couple of the others in this range or higher, like how that shakes out. So 1 blowout win, 0 blowout losses. If we add up the parts of wins you get for being in all the 5 buckets. So you get a full win for a blowout win. You get 0 for a blowout loss. You get 2/3 of a win for a likely win. You get a half win for a toss-up because you get a half. The other team gets a half because we don't know who's going to win. And you get a 1/3 of a win for a likely loss because you're going to win some of those games, but not many. You add up all that. You get a projection of 8.8 for Seattle on a win total of 8.5. And if you use like the complete like parity driven, okay, we'll give you the blowout wins and losses and you get half of everything else. Because who knows who's good or not? You're 1-0 with 16 games left. You get half of that is 8, so you would have a win total of 9. So 8.8 and 9 are our two numbers for Seattle. 8.5 juiced over. I think this is actually one of the first situations where it's just like dead on with how the market feels about a team.
And I don't think there's anything really left to add there. Seattle's number just looks right to us right now. You bet.